The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Menachot B'Simanot Taba. We begin Daf Bet, the first Mishnah. Today's Daf is being studied. Daniel Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihana Began Eden, Nefuah Shalema Miki Ben Jamie, Baslachat Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Esther. We begin with the first Mishnah. Kol HaMenachot Shenikmetsu Shelo Lishman Kesherot Ela Shelo Alu LeBa'alim LeShem Choba. This is similar to the way Masechet Zevachim began. All the menachot is the flour, the meal offerings. That she says, kegon, shet nadev menchat marcheshet. You brought a mincha called the marcheshet. A marcheshet is a mincha that's made in a deep vessel. And a machabat is a mincha that's made in a flat, a long, flat vessel. One is called menchat machabat, one is called menchat Marcheshet. The Mahabat comes out harder because it's baked in a flat vessel, where the Marcheshet comes out more softer because it's baked in a deeper vessel. In any event, as she says, Kegon, Shit Nadib Minhat Marcheshet, Vibia, he donated a Marcheshet. Vibia, Vikamsa, Kuim, and he commits the Shim Mahabat. Oh, and he said, I'm taking the comets for the sake of the mahabat, for the other one. So he did it shelo lishma. So the deen is, it counts, nashi, kisherot, v'komson niktar, you put the comets on the mizbayach, v'shirehe nechalin, and the leftovers are eaten by the kohanim. However, ila shelo alu leba'alim, l'shem choba, de'lo yatsa yedeh nidro. He did not yotze his vow. He has to bring another one for the sake of the menachashet, which means it's kasher. Even though he brought it shelo lishma, kasher means it goes on the mizbeach, he gets to eat the shirayim, but he's got to make good and bring what he originally intended to bring. Chutz, except memenchat chote umenchat kenaot. There's two types of menachot. That if you bring it shelo lishma, it's invalid. What is menchat chote? There's three sins that if a person commits them, he brings, according to the Torah, korban odeh v'yored. Odeh v'yored means, based on his financial situation, if he can afford it, he brings an expensive korban. If he cannot afford it, yored. He brings a mincha. What are the three things? A person, let's say, was kofir aidut b'havero. His friend told him, do you know testimony for me? He said, I don't know testimony. And he swore he has no testimony. Then he admitted that he knows testimony. In that case, he would bring a mencha. Or let's say, a person was eating, he went into the mikdash when he was tameh, b'shogeg. Or, let's say, he made a shivu'at bitui. He made a shivu'at on something, a lie, b'shogeg. In all these cases, if he can't afford an animal, he brings a mincha. Then there's minchat kinaot. That's the mincha that's brought by a lady that is a sota. The husband warned her not to be secluded. She was secluded. There's witnesses and so on. So she goes to the Beit HaMikdash and brings a minchat kinaot. Both these items, minchat chote and minchat kinaot, if you brought it with kavanah for a different item, not yotze. Nashi, chus minchat chote kegon, ha'i de metameh mikdash. Give you an example, metameh mikdash. Dechtiv, v'imnot tasig yadol l'shtet turim. Like it says, if he cannot afford the birds, he brings the mincha. Minchat kenaot, nashi, minchat sota, she'im kamsan, shelo lishma. What does it mean, shelo lishma, he did the kemitza? Kegon l'shem nedava. He did it for a nedava. Instead of doing it l'shem chiyuv, he did it for the sake of a nedava. Unatam bichli et hakometz. Shlo nishman. Now Rashi tells us where the kavana is affected. The kavana is affected at the kometz. What's the next thing you do after the kometz? You put it in a keli. Or you had kavana shlo nishman and you put it in the keli. Or orich, or bringing it to the mizbeach. Or hiktiv shlo nishman. Or actually burning it. Those are the four stages. Chimitza, keli, holacha, haktara. If any of those stages, he had kavanah shelo lishma, or chishev be'achat mo'avdot halil, harini oved lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Not only shelo lishma, even if you had a hybrid kavanah. Even if your kavanah was lishmo and shelo lishmo. Also, it's not going to be good. Rashi, Gemara. Mishnah. Chutz, second line. Meminchat chote, u'minchat kina'ot. Minchat chote, u'minchat kina'ot. Shekamsan shelo lishman. You made the kemitzah shelo lishma. You did it l'shem nedava. Natan bichli. Or you put it in the keli. Ve'halach. Or you walked it to the mizbeach. Ve'ktir. Or you actually sacrificed it. Shelo lishman. Okay, that's one case. Shelo lishman. Or lishman v'shelo lishman. Or you had a double kavana. Lishma and shelo lishma. Or shelo lishman v'lishman. Or you started off with shelo lishman, then you ended off with Lishman. Pesulot. Ketzad Lishman v'shelo Lishman. Give me the case of Lishman and Shelo Lishman. Lishem minhat chote ul'shem minhat nedaba. You start off with the right kavanah. Lishman, Lishem minhat chote. Then you went to nedaba. Shelo Lishman v'lishman. In reverse case. You did Shelo Lishman first. Lishem minhat nedaba ul'shem minhat chote. Now why would you have to tell me both cases? What's the chidush in that? So that she says, או שלא לשמה ולשמו. באלו שתי מנחות פסולים, ואין שירים נאכלים. Good. In these cases, you cannot put it on the מזבח, and the שיריים is not eaten, because you did it שלא לשמו. וטעמה מפרש בגמרא, והד תנא, או שלא לשמו ולשמו. What's the case of שלא לשמו and לשמו? You started off בשביל מנחת נדבה, and then you went with מנחת חוטה, which you were supposed to. I would say that maybe that's the case, it's pasul, because I'll say tfos lishon lishon, that since already you started off shelo lishmo, so therefore the end goes according to the beginning. Mashi'en came when you did the reverse, when you started off lishma and then you went shelo lishma, I would say maybe that case is kasher, because lishon lishon was what? Lishmo. Kama shmalan, even in the case where you did it lishmo first and then you went to shelo lishmo, it's still pasul. Am I going to say, well, since you started off good, so tfos lishon lishon? Kabash, well, even in that case is no good. That's the hadush of Rashi that he says in the Mishnah. Okay. Which means, comes out according to this, you tofes both lishonot. You tofes lishon lishon, and you tofes lishon acharon. When he starts off with lishmo, so, and then shelo lishmo, you go with lishon acharon. And when you do the opposite, when you start with lishmo and shelon, and when you start off with shelon lishmo and then lishmo, you tofes lishon lishon. Both lishonot you tofes. Therefore, it's got to be lishmo the whole way through. I just want to point out, according to Rashi, it's clear. We'll see that from the amud lishon. Now I'll show you again, and the amud bet. When we're saying shelon lishmo, means he verbally said it. It's not enough to have it in machshava. Where do you see that? Look at the top Rashi, second line. Ve'amar hareni kometz. See clearly that she says, the Amad. It has to be, it's not enough to have it in the Machshava.
Lama li limitna ela. Mishnah says, kol menachot shenikmitzu shelo lishman, kesherot, odeh kesherot, ela, the only thing is, shelo alu lebaalim. What's the word ela? Ela saying, everything else is okay, that you brought it shelo lishman. The only thing is that you didn't bring it l'shem ba'alim. Litni v'lo alu the ba'alim l'shem chovah. Just say v'lo alu. What do you have to add to an ela? Mishnah usually likes to write the shortest words possible, not to use any extra words. So why tell me ela shelo alu? Just say kol ha'melachot she'vi'an shenikmesu shelo lishman kesherot v'lo alu. The Gemara says, "Hakamashmanan." It's teaching a chiddush. Hakamashmanan. The ba'alim udelo alu leshum choba. Haminha gufa kishera ve'asur leshenuye. Also, like we saw in the Zevachim, it's coming to teach me
that, yes, the only problem that this mincha has, it's not ole l'shem be'alim. However, besides that, the mincha is kashra, meaning you must bring it be kashrut. You can't say, well, since I messed up already with the kavanah, I might as well bring it with the wrong kavanot throughout. No, just because you made the wrong kavanah when you made the kemitzah, the mincha is still kashra, meaning bring it now with the rest of the kavanot that are good. Which means don't give up hope on the mincha now and just bring it with the wrong kavanot. Dashi.
Ve'asu l'shenu yeba, shenu yachir. Kegon, im avar ve'kamsa shelo l'shma, asu l'iten komis b'chli shelo l'shma.
Right. Just because you took the komis shelo l'shma, don't put it in the keli shelo l'shma.
Kedraba. Damar raba, ola, sheshachata shelo l'shma, asur lezrok dama shelo l'shma.
Like we said by Korban Ola. An Ola that you slaughtered Shelo Lishma. Don't say, well, I slaughtered Shelo Lishma, so now I might as well sprinkle the blood Shelo Lishma. What's the reason for that?
Iba'ayt ema sevara, v'iba'ayt ema kera.
Either it's a sevara, or it's a pasuk.
Iba'ayt ema sevara. What's the sevara? Mishum de meshani ba kol hane lishne ba venezil.
Because you changed once, so now you're going to change it and keep on going? Which means, because you made one mistake, you're going to make more mistakes. Sevara. You did wrong in the kemitzah. So that means you did wrong in the kemitzah. So that justifies to do wrong in the netinat keli, do wrong in the hagasha. A little simple logic. You made a mistake in the first place. Don't continue your mistake. Or we have a pasuk to prove this. What's the pasuk?
Mosa sefatecha teshmor.
Keep your word.
Ve'asita kashen adata la'shem elohecha nedaba.
Keep your word that came out of your mouth in order to bring a nedava.
So you want to say nedava? Nedava nederu.
It's a neder. Why does it call it a nedava at the end of the pasuk? It says, "Motzas sefatecha tishmor v'asiteka shenadarta." That's a neder. Then you tell me, keep your neder as a nedava.
What's that a nedava?
Kari le neder ve'kari le nedava. Sometimes it's called the nedir, sometimes it's called the nedaba.
Ela, im kimo shenadarta sita ye nedir.
If you bring it like you were supposed to bring it, meaning the Shema, then it has a din of a nedir.
Ve'im lav, ye nedaba.
But if you don't bring it with the right covenant, meaning you bring it shalom l'shma, it doesn't have a din of a nedir anymore. But what will it have a din of? A nedaba.
Ve nedaba. Mishari leshenuyeba, which means
a nedava, you're not allowed to change the kavana.
Like Rashi says, im zebach shelamim korbanos tezibihal shem shelamim.
So it's a pasuk. Once you do something shelo lishmo, it's not a neder anymore. Now it becomes a nedava. A nedava you have to bring lishma. So you can't just say, well, I made a wrong kavana, now I do whatever I want. No, now it doesn't do a nedava. The nedava has to be lishma. So therefore continue the process, the Shema. Those are the two sources. And even though you did it wrong, don't continue the mistake. Gemara. Matnitin, the lo k'Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Why, what does Rabbi Shimon say?
Netanya. רבי שמעון אומר, כל המנחות שנקמצו שלא לשמן כשרות ועלו לבעלים לשם חובה.
He says, even if you had a wrong כוונה, you were supposed to bring a מנחת מרחשת. When you did the כמיצה, you had the כמיצה לשם מחבת. רבי שמעון says, it's okay. It's כשר and it counts.
She'en ha-menachot domot le-zevachim.
The menachot is not like zevachim.
She'akomets machabat le-shum marcheshet ma'aseha mochichin aleha.
Which means, when you take the kemitzah of a machabat, machabat is a flat pen, and you do it le-shem marcheshet, Your kavanah means nothing. Because what are you using? Are you using a flat pen? So your kavanah is a zero kavanah. Your actions are speaking louder than your words. Because mahabat is a different pen than a marhashit. So if I take this flat pen, which is Lashem Mahabat, that's what I want to bring. I'm bringing this Lashem Marhashit. What kind of kavanah is that? The kavanah is not going to ruin anything. The mahabat itself proves that you're not. That kavanah means nothing. Lashem Marhashit ma'aseh mukhin aliha. Lashem Mahabat hareba. Why? Because hareb, mahabat, is a dry mincha. Because it's baked in a flat pen. Lashem belula. I'm sorry. Mahabat hareba lishum bilula, and it's not mixed. She says bilula, which means the other menachot are bilula, are soft. And therefore, it's mochi aleha that you brought a dry mincha as opposed to a more liquidy mincha. Lishum hareba. I'm reading it wrong. I want to read you the word, but I told you it correctly. I'm saying again here. Kol ha-menachot shenikmesu shelo lishman kesherot ve'alu le-ba'alim lishem chumash she'en ha-menachot domot nesvachim. Why? She'akometz mahabat lishum marcheshet ma'aseh ha-mukhichin aleha. Period. Lishum mahabat chareva lishum bilula ma'aseh ha-mukhichin. Ma'aseh mukhin aleha lishum mahabat. Good. Hareva lishum bedula. If you brought hareva, which is a mahabat, it's hareva lishum bedula. We'll see what that bedula means. It's mixed with oil. Ma'aseh mukhin aleha lishum hareva. You brought lishum hareva because you brought it dry. So therefore, in a mincha, it's obvious what you're doing because the different types of menachot. אבל בזבחים אינוכן, because it's the same שחיטה. שחיטה אחת לכולן וזריחה אחת לכולן וקבלה אחת לכולן. By שחיטה, by an animal, all the services are the same. So the מחשבה שלו לשמה will affect it. I slaughter an עולה just like I slaughter a שלמים. So therefore, the שלו לשמה will affect it. מה שאין כן, when I bring a מחבת, Lishem marcheshet, not bringing in a mahabat. So therefore, the kavanah means nothing. So therefore, by menachot shelo lishmar is kasher ve'ole lishem ba'alim. And therefore, the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Shimon, because our Mishnah says kashera, aval lo lishem ba'alim. It's not ole lishem ba'alim. Might need to look at Rabbi Shimon. All the stages are the same. Bottom line, you're bringing it l'shem this, but look at the pen you're bringing it in. The pen is the proving it that you're not going like that. L'shem in the case of zibicha, it's one shechita for everything. So the yimachshava is going to affect it. Then we go after yimachshava. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. But look at that she. Minhat chareva. What's chareva? Chareva is a dry one. The menachat chotim, menachat kenot dechtib biulu yasim aliyah shemen. Correct. There's certain menachot that you don't bring oil in them. That's called a dry one. So you brought it for the sake of a bilula, sha'ar menachot. Good. So therefore, it's ma'aseh mukhichin. You see what? Now, Rabbi Shimon over here is arguing on two things here. Let's review the two things he's arguing on now. Now that I read you this tashish, he's arguing on two things. Number one, he's arguing on the Mishnah that said that if you brought it shelo lishma, our Mishnah said lo alu lebaalim. Rabbi Shimon says yeah alu. And then the second radush is he says here if you brought a chareva, chareva is a minchat chote because there's no oil in that, and you brought it the shem belula. Our Mishnah said that a minchat chote is a case that's not even ole bichlal. It's not kasher. Chutz minchat chote veminchat kinaot. And Rabbi Shimon says that even by menachat chote and kinaot, which are dry menachot, if you brought it the shem bedula, it's kasher. Our Mishnah said that if you brought these two menachot shelo lishman, it's not kasher bichlal. And the Bishimon saying They are kasher and they're oleh lebealim. So he's arguing on 2 points. Number one, shelo lishma is oleh lishem bealim, and even in the case of a milchat choter that you did shelo lishma is okay, because that's the case of dry to belula. And she says milchat choter or kinaot to a regular milchat. Amish says in that case is pasul. Where the Mishnah is saying it's okay. So that's what the Gemara started off. Our Mishnah is not like the Mishavon. Now, Gemara says, not so fast. According to Rav Asher, it's good. Meaning, according to Rav Asher, I can make our Mishnah like the Mishavon. How? The Amad can be comets, Mahabat, the Shuman Heshet, can be comets, Minhat Mahabat, Lishum minhat malcheshet. Matnitin mincha lishum minhahi. We have a stira in Rabbi Shimon. In one place he's mashma that when you do it shelo lishma, it's okay. And it's ole lishem ba'alim. In another place Rabbi Shimon said, it's not ole lishem ba'alim. Oh, so we had a stira in Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Asher came along and answered that stira. How did he answer? Look at Rashi. Hani chal Rav Asher. The mitaretz the kaman ki raminan de Rabbi Shimon. We asked the stira and Rabbi Shimon. Damar beduchta achariti. He said in a different place. At Rabbi Shimon de achat. Rabbi Shimon over here. O mitaretz lehu Rav Asher. Deha damar Rabbi Shimon alu. That what Rabbi Shimon said by us. That it counts. Beomer harini kometz mahabat. Lishem marcheshet. He didn't say the word mincha. He said, "I'm bringing a machabat for the sake of a marcheshet." The kivan delo itkar shemad de mincha. He didn't say the word mincha. Ela shemed de mana. He just said the name of the keli. Mana is the keli. Devre ruach be'almaninu. Because you're saying, "I'm bringing a hareni mevi machabat lishem marcheshet." I see machabat over here. So your words about Hashem means nothing. It's no truth to that. It's just air coming out of your mouth. They had to come out of Mishmon be'alma de lo alu. Abba, the Mishmon said, generally speaking, lo alu kegon te itkar shemid de mincha. Where he said the word mincha. Where he said, I'm bringing mincha, mahabad, l'shem, a different mincha. When he says the word mincha, so then, even Rabbi Shimon's going to say, by saying the word mincha, then already it makes it kasher, but lo alu l'shem ba'alim. So I could say that the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Because our Mishnah is talking about where you brought minhat ze l'shem minhat ze. Oh, even Rabbi Shimon says, when you say the word mincha, it's lo alu l'shem ba'alim. Oh, but I didn't say it is lo alu l'shem ba'alim. That's only when you said mahabat l'shem marhesh, marhesh l'shem mahabat. So therefore, question of Asher, you can say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Comes the Gemara says, "Ela l'Rava." But according to Rava, he also tried to interrupt this contradiction. L'Rava v'Rava, Rava with a hay and Rava with an aleph. My ika lememar. What are you going to say? Why? What did Rava and Rava say? Rashi. They gave a different answer. And based on their answer to answer that contradiction, you can't fix the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon. Oh, I can answer it. Like Rabba answered the stira. Kan b'shinui kodesh, kan b'shinui be'alim. It depends what type of shinui you made. Either you made shinui kodesh, or you did shinui be'alim. What is shinui kodesh? Like our case. You did from one kedusha to a different kedusha. A mahabat to a marcheshet. From one kedusha to a... What's shinui be'alim? Shinui be'alim is, you brought it for somebody else. Reuven brought the mincha. And the Kohen made the kemitza l'shem Shimon. Oh, so that's the way Rabbah answered the stira. Rashi. Right, that which the Bishmon said it's okay, is talking about where you did shinui kodesh, because the keli shows that your verbal was nothing. Mashiach, when the kohen does it in his brain, l'shem somebody else, oh, that already is a problem. And the Baal say, our Mishnah is talking about where it says lo halu, I'll say it's talking about ba'alim, and the case of Rabbi Shimon was talking about that it is halu, is the Shem Kodesh. Gemara says that can't be. V'ab matnitin shinui kodeshu. Our Mishnah is talking about shinui bekodesh. Diktari ketzad deshman v'shelo deshman leshum minhat chote v'leshum minhat nedaba. Clearly, our Mishnah said a case that what you're doing it not b'shinui ba'alim, you're doing it b'shinui kodesh. You bring them in hat chotel, the shem in hat nedabah. And still, the Mishnah says what? The Mishnah says no good. Whereas the Bishamon will hold in those cases, it's good. So therefore, you can't learn according to Rabbah that the Mishnah is like the Bishamon, because Rabbah came along and said according to the Bishamon, shinui kodesh is okay. Our Mishnah says clearly shinui kodesh is not okay. How do you brought him in hat chotel? The shem in hat nedabah. What did the Mishnah say? No alu. So according to Rabbi, you cannot say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. You know what? Maybe we can go like Rabbi's answer. How did Rabbi answer Rabbi Shimon? Kan bekomets mincha leshum mincha, kan bekomets mincha leshum zevach. Oh, what's that? This is the way he answered the Sira. Look at Rashi. Inameh. Kedemeshani dabal letamad Rabbi Shimon. The Adamar alu. That would be Shimon said it counts. Bekomets mincha mahabat leshem minchat menchashet. Meshum dechtiv zot torat mincha, torah achav lechol menachot. Good. There's a derasha he makes. It says, zot torat menachot. All menachot are equal. Torat menachot. Kol menachot kulam shaveh. So if you brought this one for that one, or that one for this one, it counts. Oh, v'adiktani lo alu, bekomets one leshum zevach. Wow. You brought the mincha for the sake of a zevach. It's totally out. But the point is, oh, so Rabbi Shimon, when did he say it's good? Mincha l'shem mincha. I don't care if you switched. Because zot torat menachot, all the menachot are the same. Good. And what's the case where it's no good? According to Rabbi Shimon, I brought a mincha l'shem sh'olah, l'shem zevach. Oh, that kavanah is a problem. So who's the Mishnah going like? It can't be like Rabbi Shimon. Why? Our Mishnah is talking about a mincha for the sake of a mincha. And what? Diktari, shelo l'shman v'l'shman. L'shem mincha nedabah l'shem minchat choteh. Ela l'rabah v'rabah mechavirtah manitin l'lok Rabbi Shimon. Therefore you have to say that according to Rabah and Rabah, our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Shimon. So it comes out, our Gemara began. Manitin l'lok Rabbi Shimon. Gemara said, why is the Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Asher, the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Asher learned what? That Rabbi Shimon only said that it's lo ole when you said the word mincha. I'll say our Mishnah is talking about when you said the word mincha. That's why it's not ole. But if you just said mahabat, the merchashet, merchashet, mahabat, it's okay. So our Mishnah can be like Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Asher. But according to these other rabbis that gave other halukim, all those chalukim that they made, but our Mishnah is still talking about those cases, and the Mishnah clearly said, no good. If we're going to Rabbah and Rabbah, matnitin de lo, get a bishimon. Only according to Rabbah Asher, it'll work out. Now the Gemara gives you the contradiction. We didn't know the contradiction. We knew the contradiction from Nashi. But now the Gemara is going to give you where the contradiction was. Verameh, did a bishimon, had the bishimon. What does verameh mean? Verameh, a contradiction. Letanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kadashim hi Kahatat Vikasham. It's talking about a Hatat, it's talking about a Mincha. It says the Mincha is holy, like a Hatat and like an Asham. So he says, what is a Hatat and Asham? Yesh mem Kahatat, Yesh mem Kasham. Some Minachot are like the Din of a Hatat, and some Minachot are the Din of a Asham. Minchat Chote Harei Kahatat. Right, similar. Minchat Chote, that's for a sinner. We'll have the din of a hatat. And what's the din of a hatat? Lefichach. Kamsa shelo lishma pesula kehatat. Oh, which means, just like a hatat, which we learned in Masechet Zevachim. We said, kol zevachim ששחטון, ששחטן שלא לשמן, כשרין ולא עולים לבעלים. חוץ מחטאת. חטאת בגדות שלא לשמן זה לא גוד. So when it says, המנחה is כחטאת, which מנחה is like חטאת? מנחת חוטא. נעשה כחטאת. אני בגדות המנחת חוטא שלא לשמה, according to רבי שמעון he'll say, no good. Now מנחת נדבה, עליהו כאשם. But המנחת נדבה will be like an אשם. What's the deal in an אשם when you bring it שלא לשמה? It's okay. לפי כך, כמסה שלא לשמה כשרה. וכאשם. And it'll be like an אשם. מה אשם כשר ואינו מרצה? The menha, the asham is kashir, it just doesn't count. Af menha ledava kashira ve'no meratze. Oh, so that was the stira. Because in one place, Rabbi Shimon says what? That is good. He says that if you have a shalom lishma, we saw it above. Rabbi Shimon says, shalom lishma, anyone, menha tchote, Mahabat, Marlaj, oh, doesn't matter. Shalom Lishma is kashir and it works. And then we have another statement over there clearly says, no, it depends. Ka hatat ve ka asham. Some are like hatat and some are like ashams. Some the Kavanah ruins it and some the Kavanah doesn't. That's what you just said above. It's always good. Kavanah doesn't ruin a mincha and so on and so forth. So this is the stira right here. From the first statement that we quoted the Bishamon above to this statement over here. Yeah? Here he's making a chiluk between menachat chotez and others as well. Okay. That's right. And he's telling you it's not meratzeh. It's kasherah ve'lo meratzeh. There he says kasherah ve'meratzeh. Very good. Double stira. So what else is kan? Vishinui kode amar Rabba. So Rabba answered. Which we know this answer already. La kashya kan vishinui kodesh kan vishinui Ba'alim, which means when are you going to say that the mincha is works bishinui kodesh, meaning when you went from one to the other, marhayeshet or mahabat or chotet or nedaba, shinui kodesh not a problem. Bashen ken, when you go to shinui ba'alim, that's a problem, meaning when the kohen, instead of bringing it the Shem Reuven, brings it l'shem Shimon, then kahatat v'kasham. Then if you did it in a hatat case, we're going to say it's pasul in the gamre. And if you did it in another case, we'll say kasham, it's kasher v'lo alu l'shem ba'alim. I mean, you can bring it on the mizbeah, but it's not only for the ba'alim who was supposed to bring it. So there's a haluk between shinui kodesh and ba'alim. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says, Mechi. Let's analyze. Machshava de pasal rachmana hekeshahi. Good. Where do we learn this thing that machshava is pasul from? That if you have a machshava shelo lishma, where do we learn that from? We learned that from hekesh. Look at the first line in Nashi. Wide line. Mechdi. מחשבת פסטרמה במנחה הקשי דאדקיש לחמנה מנחה לזבחים קודש קדשים מכחתת וכאשם מה זבחים פסטר במחשבה כדכתיב המקליב אותו לא יחשב אף מנחה נמה מה לי שינוי קודש מה לי שינוי בעלים who told you to make this חילוק? How do we know מנחות שלא נשמע there's an עניין שלא נשמע במנחות because it says כחתת וכאשם it's a kish just like חתת ונשם שלא נשמע affects it so to be who told you to make this hekesh v'chatzain? Oh, it's only pasul when you did it l'shem be'alim ahirim. But when you did it l'shem kodesh, it's okay. Man lize. By zibachim, if you did it l'shem kodesh, it's also not good. Who told you to split it? Od pa'am, by zibachim. If I bring an ola l'shem shlamim, what's the din? No good. Not ole. But you tell me by menachot, it's ole v'kel. Who told you to split it? If the whole source is from Zibachim, and we know by Zibachim there's no difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Be'alim. Why are you making that difference between, by Menachafo? So he says, I'll tell you why. Amalim Ma'aseh Mochichin. The actions are proving it. When I bring a Menachat Mahabat, I'm bringing it in a flat pen, yes? So I have the flat pen here with the Menachat. And I say, Areni mevi et zeh l'shem marheshet. We know you're not bringing it l'shem marheshet. Because if you were bringing it l'shem marheshet, it wouldn't be in a flat pen. So therefore, that's why it's a difference. By zevachim, it's the same shechita. So therefore, what makes the shechita good or not? Your machshava. You don't have a ma'aseh that goes against your machshava by shechita. Oh, if it's a different species of animal, no. Maybe not that is ma'aseh mochichim. It's the same species animal. So therefore, in this case over here, that's why there's a chiluk between shinui kodesh. It's ma'aseh mochichim. The Ka'amar Rabbi Shimon Sevarahi. He says it's a simple Sevarah. The Rabbi Shimon Darish Ta'amad Dikra. Because Rabbi Shimon, this is a very important yesod. When he read a pasuk, Rabbi Shimon, he would apply reasons. Which the Torah just says, Zevachim that you do Shalom Lishma is no good. He applied a reason to it. I could say it's just no good, therefore it's no good in all cases. But once you apply logic, you can start saying, it's no good because of this reason, and no because of that reason. So he would say, you know why Zivachim is no good, Shalom Shman? Because it's all the same action. Oh, if that's the reason, then by Menachot I'll be able to make a Chiluk. If I just say, it's Pasul because it's Pasul. No reason. So then I cannot make haluk between Shinui Be'alim to Shinui Kodesh. But if I say no, the reason why it's Pasul by Zevachim is because why? In Ma'aseh Mochirin. Because it's the same Shaita for everything. So then I can say, but if it was a different Ma'aseh, for example, by Mincha, it'll be okay. The Rabbi Shimon, Ta'ma Dikra Machshava de lo Minkera, Pasal Rahmana. Machshava de Minkera, lo Pasal Rahmana. It all goes on, is it Nikar or not? And therefore comes out according to this Gemara, it's going to be a Hiluk according to the Bishimon. It's according to one answer. What type of Shinui did I make? By Zevachim. If you had a Shinui Kavana, it's Kasher Velo Alu L'Shem Ba'alim. Mashiachin, there'll be a case from by Mincha that'll also be like that. Shinui Ba'alim. Reuven came to Beit HaMikdash, he gave the Mincha to the Kohen. The Kohen made the Kemitza L'Shem Shimon. So that's no good, that's out. Lo Alu L'Shem Ba'alim. It's Kashiv Lo Alu L'Shem Ba'alim. Just like a Zevachim. Mashiachin, when a guy brought the Mincha, Mahabat, in the Mahabat, and he says, Hadeni Mevi Etzel L'Shem Al-Hashet. Ma'aseh Mochirim. Your actions speak louder than your words. You can say whatever you want, but you bring, bottom line, you bring it into the Mahabat. So if you really meant Malhashid, then what are you doing? By bringing it into the Mahabat. The Rabbi Shimon has the ability to say that because he's Doresh Ta'amid Dikra. So since he's Doresh Ta'amid Dikra, he applies logic to the reason of Zevachim. And he says, what's the reason why Zevachim is no good? Because En Ma'aseh Mochichim. Because it's all the same action. Oh, so therefore, in a case where the action is different, it'll be okay. And by Mincha, the action is different. This is one pen, that's another pen. And therefore, we'll make that distinction between, even though it's a kish. They go, no, it's a kish. How can you split it? Because which one you can split it? Amen, amen.